0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. With just 3 days to go until Scotland kick off the Euros, Andy Robertson and Lauren Shankland are back in training following those injury worries yesterday. Scott McKenna says intensity on the training field is on the up as we get closer to that Germany game. And on the domestic front, the rumour mill is in full swing for the likes of Celtic, Rangers and more. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Well, who really cares about the domestic front, because we're sitting here like three kids on Christmas Eve. Coiled springs ready to go. We're off on our big trip tomorrow. Now, if we're excited in here, what are the actual Scotland players feeling? You know, they've got their taster at Germany, the training ground, the surroundings, but knowing that you're facing Germany in a few days' time in front of a packed out crowd must be something else. So cannot wait. Just round the corner, what an adventure we've got ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I agree with Mark. The excitement is just building and building. We were talking about it before we come on air, what we're going to wear to the airport, how we're going to wear it, where we're sitting, how we're going to fly, everything about it, who's sharing with who, who's sleeping on what side of the bed. So I am so looking forward to Germany. I'm sure the Scotland players, the Tartan Army, everyone, hundreds of thousands going over there, Gordon. Just brilliant.
I mean, this might surprise you, but it's not all about us. You know, there is an actual tournament going on that's a wee bit more important. But I am looking forward to picking your brains between now and 8 o'clock. The thought of you two sharing a room for 12 days. I actually had a look at the hotel as well. It's those sort of the single beds, but they're joined.
Oh, I like that.
And you can't get them apart.
Well, it's cold over there. I think you've got to use the heat.
That's so another thing. Weather looks rotten.
Yeah, we'll have a wee.
I'm going to take my toolkit. So I can disassemble those beds. No, that kind of
right, okay.
So I can take those beds apart, because I don't want to be too close to this guy, Gordon. But it's going to be interesting.
Oh, you'll be close.
12 days sharing the same space as this fella. I mean, there'll be all sorts of Ireland board Olympics and stuff like that.
Oh, we'll have fun. We'll have fun.
I bet you will. 0141 951 1025. If you've got any burning questions about Gordon DL, Mark Wilson's travel plans, then you can obviously get them over. But what about the football itself? Maybe you're heading over. Gordon DL was just telling me actually before we came on air, he's really excited to see all the Scotland fans at Glasgow Airport tomorrow.
Yeah.
So is anyone flying out tomorrow? Because I reckon tomorrow would be like peak day for people heading off to the Euros, just a couple of days before. So get all your travel plans over to us. Are you heading out there tomorrow? Make sure you come and say hello to Gordon DL in particular at the airport. But before then, give us a call right now. What are the next couple of days looking like? Are you heading out there? We would love to hear from you. What are your plans? What's your itinerary? And to the rest of you, well, let's talk old-fashioned football. What are you thinking now? There was that bit of a worry. I mean, it was fairly short-lived, I think, on last night's show when we heard Andy Robertson and Lauren Shankland had left training early. Back in training today, so hopefully sighs of relief all round. Hopefully no issues there. We're going to hear from the Scotland camp again, Scott McKenna, the latest on media duties. He says the intensity is ramping up, and you can just about sense the fact that there's a big game around the corner. So all your pre-Euros thoughts, you don't need me to ask you specific questions, all your pre-Euros thoughts, if you're heading over there tomorrow or tonight or in the next couple of days, let us know. And anything else that surrounds that tournament, now is the time to call. 0141 951 1025. It's 3 days away. 3 days until Scotland kick off the Euros against the hosts Germany. It does not get much better than that. The only way it gets better than that is if they go and do something in the match. But kick us off on the phones tonight on 0141 951 1025. And of course, I appreciate some people out there are one track mind towards domestic football. We're here for everyone. So if you're thinking about transfers and rumours, let's do that as well, because I must admit I love this time of the year. Even aside from the Euros, I can see that Rangers fans have figured out that somebody that they're meant to be signing has followed a Glasgow cafe on Instagram. I mean, that's as good as done.
That's a hint.
Really?
That's a
better than a scarf
thing
above the head.
When you think about nowadays, that's it. That's
you
it.
You follow done. The cafe now. Is that a new
so,
trend?
Get all your thoughts in on all the various players that you're linked with. Celtic fans, Rangers fans, some very interesting names. Rangers fans, if the early suggestions are to be an indicator. It looks like it's a very sort of young, unknown market, young, hungry players trying to come in from elsewhere and make an impression. Celtic fans, you definitely need a goalie. Martin Dubravka is a recognisable name that you've been linked with in some quarters today. So if you want to do the domestic transfer rumour mill, please do. Are you heading off to Germany in the next day or two? Let us know what your plans are. And just generally, how do you feel 3 days before the Euros starts? It is going to be quite a couple of weeks, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it tops the last one, 2020 or 2021, when it was played. I was lucky enough, growing up, I got Euro 96, which was just an incredible experience where it being played in England, so close to home. And it was just a great 2 weeks. And then France 98, the opening game against Brazil, the build-up to that is similar to what we're seeing this week with the Scotland team going in against one of the favourites, the home nation, a real superpower, us heavy underdogs, but taking reportedly hundreds of thousands of fans to Germany. So it's just going to be incredible. I mean, we're lucky enough to be going there, but even watching it from home is going to be some experience for those not fortunate enough to go. And just going back to those tournaments, I mean, it's just an outstanding time for any football fan. But when your nation is involved in it and you've got a realistic chance, I think, this time, progressing out the groups just because of the way it's formatted, then I think Scotland fans have every right to be optimistic going into this week.
I've got to say, I was very lucky. Mark touched on 96 here down in England. I was very lucky to take in one of the games. And you're right, the atmosphere, the build-up, right up until kickoff, and then after it into the early hours is incredible, Gordon. So it'll be probably as good or better in Germany, and I think every fan getting out there is looking forward to us.
Come on then, 01419511025. That's the number you need. We want to hear from you tonight, whether you're heading to the Euros, settling down to watch it at home. What does the next couple of days look like, and what are you thinking? Are we ready for debates about who should play and who shouldn't? Of course, we can do that right up over the next coming days as well. It's a travel day, as they call it in the industry, for you two tomorrow.
Travel day, yeah. Tomorrow.
Travel day, and then you'll be back with a bang on Thursday night. So looking forward to that, certainly. But the domestic stuff never stops. It really never stops nowadays in the social media age. It's just constant rumours, speculation, people following various accounts on social media that makes you think that player's signing for your club. So whatever you fancy tonight, let's get a flavour of it on the lines with Alec, first of all. How are you, Alec?
I'm fine, yeah.
What made you call tonight, Alec?
Well, I'm a bit late in the day, I know that, but I've written an anthem for the Tartan Army that I thought might be quite appropriate.
Great start to the show, I must admit. Does this mean you're going to sing it?
Well, I'm not a singer, but I'll give you a flavour if you want.
Go for
it. And then I'll read the words. It's to the tune of Yesterday by the Beatles.
Right,
so I'll try and sing the first verse, but bear with me because I can't sing. Right, so it goes, McTominay, he will blow your defence away. We will surely win with Robertson and McGinn. Oh, we believe in McTominay. And then I've got another eight verses.
Eight verses?
Keep it going, mate. You're honestly blowing me away here.
This is a much better start to the show than I could have imagined.
I think by the second verse we'll be singing this.
Musical performance.
No. I can see me with AirPods in the room when he's snoring, just listening to that
after
on repeat.
So far away.
I'll give you some more.
Go on then.
I'm not singing it because I'm not a singer.
All right, okay. No, I thought you were good there.
No, I'll tell you what, brilliant.
Next verse is Stevie Clark will lead us to glory. The Tartan Army will tell the story. Oh, we believe in McTominay, right?
So it's very much Scott McTominay themed.
Only because he rhymes like yesterday.
That's as good a reason as any.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a yes from me, Alec. Golden buzzer, Mark Wilson. Oh,
I'm putting right through. I'm happy with it. Right through as well.
England, we will hope to meet along the way, and we will surely meet them through the day.
McTominay, I'm getting it now.
McTominay.
The final is our aim, that is where we will find our fame. Oh, we believe in McTominay.
McTominay. Yep. Oh, I love it, by the way.
I like that.
I'm happy
Billy
with that.
Billy Gilmore, great at Brighton.
Oh, keep going.
For our cause, he will be fighting.
McTominay.
So good, honestly. And let's try and go serious ever so slightly.
Wait, there. Was that only seven verses?
Right, go on, just the last one.
Aye, last one, come on.
Aye,
one more. Come on.
Tell the Germans, Hungarians, and Swiss our strikers really miss.
McTominay.
McTominay.
But it's great, though. It's great, Alec, because yes, he rhymes with yesterday. But he happens to be
he
happens to be the main man, doesn't he, throughout that campaign.
My only desire is to hear 40,000 singing it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we must have at least 40,000 listening right now, and we can pass it on.
But you're right, he is the main man. So Alec, you have every chance.
It's coincidental.
You have every chance that people latch onto that.
He's the only one that's not really played so far. But that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put my mind at ease. That's just cotton wool stuff.
That's certainly. He'll come in for a start. Even in training, you wouldn't really want guys like him overexerting themselves. They've played enough football this year, those big hitters, McTominay and even Robertson and that. But he's the
one. You have to sing it every time you say it.
Sorry. So Scott McTominay has had a really good season. And, you know, McGinn, can I sing McGinn? Can we? It's not get the same rhyme.
No.
But McGinn, so guys like that, McTominay and McGinn, I can't get that. You know what I'm saying? We don't want them injured. We want them starting against Germany at least to give us our best opportunity.
Is that what that is, Gordon? There's no qualms there. It's just he didn't feature obviously against Finland on Friday.
No, I think with the lead up and the amount of injuries, and obviously we're missing guys like Dykes and people like that. Look, we had to protect some of the top players, and he comes into that bracket of that. There's absolutely no doubt. There've been one or two little moments you're thinking, oh, hold on a minute, Robertson's limped off, but he trained today as well. Shanklin was another one. Look, it's just managing the players now up until Friday night and getting them on that pitch. And that's what it's all about. And I'm delighted with Alec's song.
Well, I was going to ask a stupid question, Alec, as I do many times. If you have written a song, you must have Euros fever. You must be looking forward to it. You optimistic?
I'm extremely optimistic, but I'm worried about the Hungarians, to be honest, because I think they're the dark horse of the group. I watched all their qualifying games and they were excellent. So I think they're more of a danger than Germany.
Oh, wow. I mean, I was kind of hoping we're the dark horse of the group, whatever that phrase comes to mean nowadays, Mark Wilson. But yeah, Alec's right. I feel like Germany speaks for itself. And it feels like the other two are bang smack in that category of spin that whatever way you want. I've got no issue if Scotland fans think those games are winnable, but also there are plenty of reasons to think that they could be really, really tough games as well.
I think so. I think Alec's right. When you look at their qualifying campaign, Hungary, they've been a team that's been progressing over a number of years. Was that last year or the year before? Remember, beat England as well, and at ease at that. So they've got some top players. They will be difficult. I heard another radio station mention them, and they said that they were favourites. They thought they were favourites to top the group. So that tells you what they think of them. So it's going to be hard. But Switzerland as well. Switzerland always qualify well, but when they get to the big occasion, they rarely turn up. So let's hope that that's the case, because three or hopefully 4 points will do the job.
One more line. I believe.
McTominay.
I think you need that. Why believe in?
I believe in McTominay.
Why? He's a way off. Truly, truly awful. Thank you to Alec for giving us a musical introduction to tonight's show. Please contact us if you want to find out more about those lyrics over the next couple of days. It's 0141 951 1025.
Simon Kills on the phone next there.
I take Alex away. That's good. We can talk about him. How long would it have been before that buzzer went down?
No, golden buzzer for me. It was a golden buzzer for me all day long. Let's bring in Darren in Knightswood. Follow that, Darren. You going to sing to us?
Hello, Gordon, Mark and Gordon. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I was out driving my taxi and I had to pull over after hearing that stuff.
What, like in a happy pullover or like...
Oh, it got me buzzing.
Good, right, okay.
I got me buzzing. I need to phone the boys.
That's one word for it.
Let them know what I'm doing. I'm heading off on Thursday morning with my wife, Karen. Jack 17 and Robbie 20. We are heading over for the three games.
That is absolutely brilliant. So you go to Scotland games a lot, or
they
is
go
this
everywhere.
A...
They go everywhere. Yeah. I was in Faro last week for the Gibraltar game.
Wow.
And then I came back and I've been out working, saving all the pennies up to head to Germany on Thursday morning.
I have to say, if you're going to pre-tournament friendlies against Gibraltar,
you're a fan.
You have earned the right to go to this competition.
It's brilliant. Everybody's just getting closer. It's getting, everybody's just getting happier and more confident, and it's just brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, I know it's a bit kind of cliche, maybe, Darren, but if you go everywhere, this must make all those hard times kind of worth it. You know, you'll have seen some grim days. What's
Gordon,
before we get positive? What's the worst? What was the lowest?
The lowest. Oh, there's been so many at Hampden, like 7,000 fans, and people used to laugh at me and say, "Imagine taking your kids to watch Scotland." But see now, they're not laughing now because I'm going to the opening game with my wife and my two sons. And like in 1998, my dad took me to the opening game in France against Brazil when I was 17, and I always wanted the opportunity to do that with my two kids, and I'm getting to do that, and it's just brilliant.
There are a lot of kind of parallels, Mark. Just, I mean, you know, back then obviously it was like the reigning champions would open the tournament,
yeah,
as Brazil did. Here we've got the hosts. It's just, we're revisiting stuff that was said when the draw was made, but it's such a good opening game because sometimes when it's the host, how do I put this politely, it's not a very interesting host, yeah, like that we've seen in the like the last World Cup.
Yep.
Remember, we could try to get buzzing for the last World Cup and it was like Qatar and Ecuador,
yeah,
or something, yeah, played the opening game.
That was a shocker.
So you've got a host who's a real football superpower. It's in a football mad nation, and I like to think of the kind of, even for a neutral, of the smaller nations, we add a bit because we've got some, you know, colour that go along with it and a big exciting fan base and some players that are well known. So even for the neutral, it should be a brilliant opening game.
Well, it will be, of course, because yeah, you're right in mentioning the Tartan Army. You know, people like Darren who travel all round the world to see Scotland always bring such an atmosphere and presence to whatever city they're in. They always represent the country fantastically well, and that'll be the case. You know, we're welcomed in. We're lucky that we're welcomed into countries and host countries enjoy having us. So it'll be no different this time. But you're right, with Germany, they're a superpower. They're a team in a bit of transition at the minute. There's some coming to the end of their cycle. There's some new players coming in, and it'll be interesting to see how they progress. But there's no doubt we go in thinking, just maybe, with some of our players playing at the top end of that Premier League in England, the Germans will be well aware that there might be a sting in the tail, and that's what makes this game so interesting.
Having said that, I saw today supposedly Germany's starting 11's been leaked, Gordon. I didn't like it, I must admit.
You'd have liked a surprise.
Every time you see, every time you get optimistic, you then look at some of the players and it brings you back down to earth a little bit.
Well, you know that they've got a very, very strong squad. They're so disciplined, the Germans, and I know that sometimes you look at them and you think they're not the same as they used to be. But when they come to tournament football, especially in their own back garden, they know how to get the job done. They know what they're all about. Look, I think the excitement of, we talk about the supporters and that, that those memories with your families going over there, like Darren. But for the players to open this tournament, Scotland players must be incredible.
Did you see all three games, Darren?
Yeah, all three games. I just hope Steve Clarke's got something lined up like he did in Paris when they came out with the kilt. See something like that, just to get everybody even more patriotic. You know, all the players coming out, something.
I don't think it'll be kilts, but you never know. We'll wait and see.
What did they have at the Euros? They had some fashion kind of.
They did the old two-piece, didn't they? The kind of fancy.
No, I
run down
the wing with a kilt
jacket.
Slight tackling with one of them.
I would say his jokes will get better throughout the tournament, but I'm not entirely sure. Thanks very much, Darren. Enjoy it. If you happen to see us out and about over there, make sure you come and say hello.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Darren. Take care. There we are.
Bye.
Looking forward to it. Not as much as Darren, I have to say, because I'm going to be stuck in the youth too for the duration.
Something tells me you're not excited about the time of your life.
I'd just rather be in the stadium with Darren. I'm not that ungrateful.
That's what we're going on.
Right up my street, that.
With just a bit of live performances in between.
Uh-huh. 0141 951 1025. Keep the calls coming in. I know that Alex set the bar really high tonight. If you want to write your own Scotland song and sing it to us, you can, but you don't have to. We won't judge either way. Before we go, before we go to the travel, let me remind you that this week the Tartan Army, of course, like us, taking off to Germany, and we've teamed up with Glasgow Airport to give them the ultimate send-off. Tomorrow, if you're flying from Glasgow, make sure you check in at the Tartan Army meeting zone. We'll be at the Spinning Jenny, which is just before security, playing anthems, giving away prizes and Euros, more importantly. So when you land, the first drink can be on us. Think of it as Gordon DL buying your first drink. And I've been deadly serious. He was just... As soon as I came into the office tonight, he would not stop talking about how excited he is to see all the Scotland fans at Glasgow Airport tomorrow. He said he hopes that everyone comes up and speaks to him, asks for a picture, autograph, whatever you want. So make sure you come and see us at Glasgow Airport tomorrow. It's between... I think this event we're on about here is between 7am and 1. I don't think we'll be there at 7.
That's the early
but
stuff
we'll be
us.
There at some point, and we'll take more of your calls next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. A really exciting feel tonight. You know, we're getting ready to head off to the Euros tomorrow. I think this is your first show back since your holiday.
Of course.
By the looks of your nose, you went to the actual sun, which is a novel approach this time of year.
I'm not taking that the right way. What are you trying to say, like, before?
Well, it's like all shades of... I don't even know how you would describe that. You are radioactive on this live stream.
I know. Do you know something? I've got to say that the power of this show, I was in Dubai and I was sitting and people over there at Live listened to this show.
Seriously?
And I'll tell you what.
In the United States
the
of the Arabs.
The best entertainment, and I'm going to say to the guys out there, right? Somebody was sitting next to me and they put the live chat on. Now, I know we don't... I'm not kidding you, and I have never laughed so much. I want to be a part of that gang.
Give you a title.
Oh, they give it to everybody. They're brilliant. Their patter is absolutely
so
brilliant.
So you enjoyed your big holiday?
I did, and then the way up, young Anna on the train looked after me, first class. Absolutely brilliant.
You know what's funny? We'll get to the train. We will get to the train in a minute, because Mark and I were in quite regular contact during the time you were on holiday.
Yeah.
Did you, and take this the right way, did you have some sort of like breakdown over there, or like midlife crisis or late life crisis?
I don't know.
Your Instagram was...
I blew up.
Atrocious.
I've got to admit, listen.
So let's go through them one by one, because I've got them all lined up. For anyone who's watching on the live stream, I'll just describe them to those of you who are listening on radio. So kicked off with this. He put up a nice picture of the sunset.
Pictures.
I just took them off your Instagram. So he kicked it off with a nice picture of the sunset, as many people do. The only problem is, in true like old guy fashion, he's like zoomed in about 10 times. It could literally be anywhere. It's just a blurry like couple of buildings. I think we're getting it put up in the live stream. It's like a blurry few buildings.
There you go. Look at that. Beautiful.
And just this like random, like, is that it? That's the picture you chose to represent Dubai.
What
that
do you call a famous picture person? Who's
a
famous?
Photographer.
Who's famous? Who?
David Bellamy. Is he no one?
Be proud of that. Look at that. It's got character.
That could be
it's got
anywhere.
Everything
what are you seeing in that picture?
That's
that
beautiful.
You thought,
look
I'm
at that sun
that.
Just dying down there. The sea's calm.
Do you know what annoyed me more? I could just imagine him getting that stupid flip case that he's got opening it, zooming in the sun. So anyway, but it only got worse as the week went on, because you then put up...
This is where it got good.
This is where you really worried me, because you put up...
What one did I put up here?
It was you in the gym, right?
This is beautiful. This.
No, but you don't. But you don't understand. You don't understand. You've done it again. That's a video.
You've
posted a video, but it's just like a still.
What do you mean a video?
So you've put it up as a reel, right? Like a video.
I didn't mean that.
I know that. So all it is like a, blurry picture of you with your eyes shut, because you've accidentally posted like a bit of a video.
I must have stared at that for about 15 minutes, right? Looking at that one.
And then
I captured the scene. I was trying to reach out to the fans and say, look, even when you're on holiday,
so it's you posing in the gym with a stupid like inspirational quote on the wall.
Beautiful.
And then the fruits of that labour, this is when really disgusting, when I was properly put off my dinner, a topless picture where you have deliberately...
Look at that, baby.
What are you thinking there?
I'll tell you what he's thinking. I'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. I'll put my hands up on this railing so that it looks like my shoulders are really tense, and I'll suck my belly right in, and I'll just hope that nobody notices my skinny legs.
By the way,
did you see the comments on his feet? Legs.
Right,
your legs and your feet.
I've got the worst legs in the world, right? I'll admit that. But I've got to say, to defend myself in the flip-flop, people thought my feet are dead big. I'm a size 9, right? My flip-flop, I'm no good at 40s. I've realised that. If you look there, the my belly button's over. In the pool.
I don't think
I've pulled it in that much. My belly button's in the pool. But I'll tell you what, disturbing. Not bad for 62,
and
mate.
Last but
you're
not...
going to see more than that, let me tell you.
And last but not least, the train selfie.
The train one wasn't good.
On the way home, I thought, this guy has had a proper, proper breakdown. a selfie of you on the train looking really, really good. And I have to say, quite revealing because, dear mate, I spoke to you on the phone when you were on the train.
So what's revealing about that?
The phone call was revealing. I spoke to him on the phone.
All right, okay.
Can I just ask, on the back of that phone call at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, did you enjoy the first class beverages that they give you?
It was Anne.
Do you remember speaking to me on the phone?
Yes, I do. I remember speaking to a few people.
What else were you speaking to?
Let me tell you.
I was speaking to you, Colin.
Honestly.
Oh, was
as soon as he phoned, I thought,
was he loving you? Was he loving life?
And thank you very much. It was an enjoyable journey.
That was the Dubai files.
I can't wait.
I
can't wait to be part of your Instagram stories.
We'll create something better in Germany.
I must say, right. See over the weekend when I was taking him in, I thought, like, what is going on here? What is going on?
I know I'm not usually like that.
And you've not showed the one with the big falcon. It's a falcon or an owl.
There was a reason I left that one out.
Anyway, should have cropped out and a half out just to.
You don't even like animals. I'll tell you what, the boys in the live chat will be giving it to me tight just now.
Anyway, let's
get
go back
in there, boys.
Let's please be a bit more sensible. I felt like we had to ridicule you slightly. Simon is going to bring us back to some sort of sense. Simon, what are you thinking? 3 days to go.
Hi guys, how you all doing? I'm not going to top that last few minutes. That was brilliant. So just absolutely buzzing, going away tomorrow. So I was saying to the producer, I booked a flight direct to Munich after the Norway game.
Good idea.
It was a good idea at the time, but someone, an acquaintance, offered me a very handsome sum to change the name on it to them. So I took that and used that money to go. I'm going planes, trains, automobiles, everything tomorrow. So I was laughing at this. So I'm going from Glasgow to Lockerbie to Manchester Airport to Dublin to Agadir in Morocco, and then Morocco to Munich. So that'll be a
what?
Day tomorrow. Saved me a good few £100 that I'm going to be able to use very well in Germany.
That is right. If anyone can beat that as a wild, wacky route, please do get in touch.
That's crazy.
Why are you going to Lockerbie?
What happens here?
There's a direct train. The Trans Pennine train goes through there to Manchester Airport.
Right, okay.
I did not expect Morocco on the bingo card, because it is, although it's close to Europe, isn't it? So that's
but another direction for Germany.
I know, but that's just a minor detail.
And you're also on another continent, so you've actually went to Africa back to Europe. Have you checked your visa?
I'm also off to this
thing. It kind of reminds me, ours is nowhere near as bad, but I'm already looking at the way back and thinking, really?
I'll take the way back.
Could we not have,
you're coming home,
sorted I think, it out? Aye, we could have done better.
Could have done better.
Nah, I'll take the way back. You're coming home.
Two celebrities like you having to switch here, there.
We'll get upgraded somewhere.
Listen, I'm a master at that, don't worry.
Where are you at, you know, optimism wise, Simon? It's such a strange feeling, because actually been qualified for so long, and I feel like that's allowed a bit of everything. Like, then you would have had to be excited. Everybody would have been, we were so good then. The form's tailed off a bit, and then injuries have kicked in. But then it's getting closer, so you remember some of the good times, and maybe the optimism is there. I don't know, what stage are you at?
Nah, I've just been buzzing the whole time. It's not really got to me. Like, the last week on your show, I mean, it was depressing, though, just because Dazzler wasn't there. It was, it was miserable. Everybody phoning in talking about spending, 2 hour shows discussing the third choice goalie and 26th in the squad. That's just no for me. I think absolutely buzzing about it. I've got a ticket for the Germany game. So I've got family in Germany, and they managed to get me through a local kind of ballot thing. So that's going to be you're just going to be there. It's going to be amazing. I was 10 at France 98, or 10, 9 or 10. So I didn't really get a chance to experience it in with the last Euros, but I absolutely buzzing. I think I've talked and thinking about the game. I think Steve Clarke wanted to play Hanley. I think that was what he was doing with the friendly games. I think he wanted to bring Grant Hanley in.
Yep.
For me, I like Grant Hanley. I think he gets an unfair amount of stick. But I think he looked a bit shaky. You know, he's still coming back from injury. So I think he'll maybe go with McKenna on the night. I think Lee Tomlin will come in for Christie. I think Adams will come in for Shankland. And I think that'll
so,
be the...
Sorry, what will that, so what will that back three look like? Because you're a mind reader. We were arguing about this before. And I kind of sound...
Hendry, McKenna and Tierney.
Going to be really interesting, Gordon, because I think, if anybody cares, that Simon's bang on in the sense that Steve Clarke really, really likes Grant Hanley, really wants to play Grant Hanley. Having said that, towards the end of the campaign, for most of the campaign, you couldn't really fault Porteous Hendry Tierney.
Yeah.
And now Simon's thrown McKenna into the mix, who Steve Clarke really likes as well. Is Tierney the only absolute stick on them?
Yeah, they're good options there, I've got to say. I think if you had next 10 phone call, they'd probably have different permutations there, Gordon, because they are good options. I like Hanley as well. I don't think Hanley is as sharp as what he should be. I think he's missed a bit of football.
There was a kind of rust the other night, wasn't there, without being unfair?
Yeah, I like him. I've got to say, I think he's did okay. I think Porteous every time, especially in the big games when you question him sometimes about, is he at that level? He's always stood up to it and been absolutely brilliant. Henry's got that pace that allows you to get up the pitch a little bit as well. And I actually forgot about putting McKenna in there. You've got a good option, nice left foot, good pace as well, aggressive. So in that back three, he has got some good options.
Right, quickly then, what would you do and what will Steve Clarke do?
I would probably go... Henry, Hanley and Tierney.
And will Steve Clarke do that? I think he might, you know.
I think he'll not be too far away from that.
Mark?
Just for different, I think Porteous, Hanley, Tierney.
Hendry played the other night though, so I'm not quite close to the starting team, give or take the obvious sort of Scott McTominay factor.
I can see the argument, yeah, and I wouldn't be disappointed if he was. For Daz's reasons, I think you need that bit of pace to get you up the pitch as well. So, but I think Porteous has done well in there, right centre half. He's nice and aggressive, good in both boxes as well.
Let's hear from Scott McKenna since Simon brings him up. He has been speaking from the Scotland camp today. And yes, Mark, the mountain behind the training ground is called that. You thought that was a wind up.
Called what?
The name that everybody's saying that it's called.
Mountain.
What's it called?
I don't know. You know your mountains.
Do you genuinely not know what it's called? Have you not heard this?
I've got a fair idea what it's called, but I just want him to tell me.
The former Aberdeen defender says the intensity has been stepped up since they arrived in Germany, and you can tell everyone's giving it their all to try and be in that starting 11.
I think the intensity has definitely stepped up since we got off the plane. Obviously, we had the welcome when we first arrived, and then it was straight to work the next day. Obviously, on the training pitch, it's getting a bit more intense as well, gearing up towards Friday. Yeah, I think just now it's all excitement. I think as the week goes on, in the course we get to the game, nerves might kick in a little bit, but we'll be ready and know what the manager set us up to do. I think with the squad being 26 men now, there's a lot of competition in every place, and I think that's exactly what the manager wants. The intensity in training has definitely gone up. Everyone's desperate to play, and everyone's just doing everything they can to try and be in that team on Friday night.
There you go then. Any early thoughts on the team and who should play and who shouldn't and all that sort of stuff? 0141 951 1025. Or more interestingly perhaps, can you beat that for a wild and wonderful route to get to Germany? Simon's gone from Kilmarnock to Lockerbie to Manchester to where, Simon? Morocco. At this point
Morocco, then Munich.
And then Munich. Incredible. Anyone else leaving Europe to get back in? Do let us know. 01419511025 whilst I tell you about this. Clyde One. Make me a winner. Well done to Danny. He won a huge £100,000, which is half of Simon's airfare to get to the Euros, which is great. And if you fancy your chances, you could be the winner of £125,000 tomorrow. Only, obviously, if you're in the draw. Text yes to 61025. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com for £2 or call 0330 880 4523. Calls charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this network competition are online. If you get the call after 3pm tomorrow Answer within five rings. Say make me a winner straight away to win £125,000 into your bank straight after the call. Text yes to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. Get your nominations in. Can you beat Simon, the previous caller, who's going from Kilmarnock to Lockerbie to Manchester to Morocco and then to Munich? What are we thinking? Who's heading off in the next couple of days, especially tomorrow? If you're going to be down at Glasgow Airport, make sure you seek out Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson and have a word with them before we go. And even if you're just getting ready to settle down at home, what are the pre-Euros feelings 3 days out? Let us know. At some point tonight, I like to think we will switch focus to the transfer rumour mill because it is in full swing. So if that tickles your fancy, same number, 0141 951 1025. I knew we had heard this before because Joyful has tweeted and says, "Poor Simon, that sounds like my journey to and from Seville." I'm sure we got calls when Rangers got to the Europa League final, people going via Morocco. But Morocco's closer to Spain than it is to Germany. So that I can kind of get.
But it just goes to show you the lengths that people go to. You know, we're very fortunate that we're actually flying into Germany.
Christ, into Glasgow Airport.
Is it
true you're getting the bus?
Two buses.
You're going full on public transport, buses.
Listen, you've got to use this experience as the full. You know,
see, before we get any further, ask him what I said to him in there. I said that I would kindly get up, go and pick him up, bring him back, and then my chauffeur will take us both to
Glasgow. Down our wonderful public transport network. I wouldn't dream of it. And bus is very handy indeed. You feel like a man of your standing, you know, Champions League Wilson, taxi. Just get a taxi.
Not a chance, no way.
Man of the people. I like that.
I'll be on the bus. Two buses, the airport, I think it's called, for Buchanan airport. Bus station, right to the airport. Front door, eh?
So you need to go from Christen to
I need to get a first bus. Before
he's
I get
going to
there.
Walk up the hill.
It seems like an awful lot
but
of hassle.
I've got the old duffel bag. I bought a new duffel bag for my trekking, and I'm going to try it out in Germany. So I'll have that on the back, rucksack on the front.
We need to avoid this guy.
Away we go.
At all costs.
Mate, I'm dreading this.
I'll be great,
he's just not my cup of tea.
Bit of culture in Germany,
I don't
we've got big walks.
I'm going with the Tartan Army. I think they'll be better fun. I'm getting my kilt looked out with these skinny legs. I'll be away.
Imagine having a kilt.
I'm a bit concerned because it's like hours away. The packing process has not begun. Is that normal?
No, mine's is in the bed.
It's difficult. Mine's is packed. It's at the door,
it's
ready to go.
Pouring. Do you know they see the system we use as a company to book trips and so on? I got a weather warning from them.
Oh really?
Yesterday.
Seriously?
About like flooding in the area.
Take the shorts and t-shirts.
It's not ideal.
The
is really, really not good. Let's bring in George though, who's going to talk football with us. More importantly, hi George, how are you?
Good evening, Gordon. Good evening to the panel. It's your light and sound engineer in Milton.
Oh, this guy knows his stuff.
That's right. I forgot you called a couple of weeks ago and gave us knowledge.
Nice to hear you. It's getting really excitable, Gordon. Obviously, the Euros are around the corner. What I was saying here to the gentleman that brought us in on there is I hope Dave can set us up in a way that we can get things set up that we don't get a doing, obviously, in Germany. Against the home nation. They've been struggling, I think, over the last little while, but they've came together just at the right time. And I think if they can avoid a doing off them, I think we can really set up well for the next two games and we could get through this. I'm really hopeful this time round. I'm really, really hopeful. I've got a second point in that as well, guys.
Well, let's do that first. You could say George is not setting the bar particularly high. It's just avoid a doing in the first game, but I keep sort of changing my mind on this. You know, you can try if you want, spin it and say, well, Germany are not what they were and they've not been playing competitive football a lot. That leaked team that's supposedly starting against us could conceivably give us a doing. But how do you think it'll pan out?
Well, it depends if we can settle into the game quickly, Gordon. I think that'll be so important. Because remember, Germany will be under immense pressure. They're opening the tournament. They're the hosts. They're one of the favourites to go and win it.
Does that put pressure on them? I can't decide if that makes them nervous or it means they're going to go out and
look, I think
with a real swagger.
I'll agree that you can have the argument about these guys have played in massive games and they're experienced players, but Mark will tell you, no matter what game it is, the next game, that massive game that you're going out in that tunnel and you're expected to go and win it, especially with the home fans as well, it's your tournament, it brings a little bit of nerves. And if Scotland can go out there and be really disciplined, and I think our biggest thing will be what we do when we get the ball. We've got to try and keep the ball for periods of the game. We can't just be pumping the ball up the pan, giving it away and inviting the Germans back on, because we'll eventually lose. And I'm sure Steve Clark's got a game plan for that. So I think if we can settle into the game, then I don't think it's going to be... I know Germany are full of international stars. Of course, they are great talent. I don't think it's going to be a doom. I think we would still be in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what the comparisons would be, Mark. Steve Clarke against bigger nations, certainly, you know, in the recent years since we got better, if you like. The last Euros, going to Wembley, played absolutely brilliant stuff and drew 0-0. Spain, obviously, would be like the... That's the benchmark.
Yeah.
That was at Hampden, obviously. Some of the recent games, albeit friendlies, like the Netherlands one's just so difficult to really get a grasp on, because they were truly brilliant for parts of the game and got completely hammered. So I don't know, use whichever one of those you want to give you comfort or to strike fear.
But there's a lot of good that you can pick out of all those games that you just mentioned. I think the Wembley one, when your back's really up against the wall against, you know, an outstanding England team, and to come away with a goalless draw shows that it can be done. And then you touched on the Netherlands game there, where for 60 minutes the team was great in possession, created chances and showed that they can mix it with top teams. And Germany's probably somewhere in between those. You know, they will be one of the tournament favourites because of the home nation and they're one of the superpowers, but I think they will be nervous. I think when Germany do their homework in Scotland and seen how they qualified and seen how they managed those games against Spain and Norway, there's problems in there for the Germans. But Daz is right. It's how you start the game. If you allow Germany an early goal and territory at you for 10 to 15 minutes, then it becomes a long, long night. But Steve Clarke's teams are good. They've got some ball carriers in there. They've got John McGinn with his strength to hold it up in that advanced midfield area to allow others to get up. So as long as we've got a good game plan and ride at that first 15 minutes, I think it'll go okay.
What was your other point, George?
Sorry, Gordon. I would like to see, obviously, Scotland set up again like the old Wongy Miller way, the old sweeper way, the way Germany, under the Franz Beckenbauer rule. I thought we copied that greatly in the 70s. I think we could go back and we could stun Germany on that. But my second point, guys, is on the Brendan Rodgers factor. I think he's going to get a lot of money to spend, and I don't want us to spend money. And I want us to stick to the Peter Lowe project and watch what we're doing and be prudent in the market. I don't think is this just to appease Brendan Rodgers as the manager? I don't think we should put ourselves in jeopardy for one man, if you like, Gordon. Sorry.
No, you don't apologise. I think you're well entitled to your opinion. We did say it doesn't need to be Scotland points tonight, Mark. What are you expecting from Celtic's transfer strategy over this coming period?
Well, I don't think it'll be like somebody coming into Man City or Chelsea and all of a sudden you're spending, you know, 20 or 40 million. I think it does need to advance somewhere along the line. You know, football is moving on, prices are getting more inflated. So, of course, those transfer fees that Celtic will have to pay will have to get bigger. But, I don't think they're going to rip up the model that's been so successful for years for them. And you even just look back to Jota. Last year, £6 million in the door, £25 million received. Why would you change it? It's got to the position you're in. But I think some of those fees will go up, and Brendan Rodgers might be the man to pull that out of the board.
A few names doing the rounds today. An interesting one, because we know Celtic need one, is goalkeeper Martin Dubravka, a 35-year-old at Newcastle, Slovakian international. You just wonder, Gordon, if Celtic do that. I'm not saying he's like Joe Hart. In terms of experience, that type of market, you know, rather than a young, you might go for a young, hungry midfielder as an example, but you wonder if Celtic will go for that type, that experienced, older goalkeeper.
Well, they've had a go at it and they know it works, because Joe Hart was absolutely brilliant for Celtic. You can't buy experience, especially at a goalkeeper, 35, still got a few seasons left in him. Brendan Rodgers will need that to calm down everybody at the back when they're under pressure, because that's important that an experienced goalkeeper can organise and make sure that his defence are very tight. So I wouldn't be surprised at that. But you get back to that transfer about Brendan Rodgers. I think Brendan Rodgers has earned the right to have the biggest say of who comes in. You look at the last couple of transfer windows of Celtic, not been the greatest. You know, especially last summer, they spent a lot of money, a lot of players didn't get a lot of game time. So Brendan Rodgers got a double this year and come under a little bit of pressure early on, and obviously was very successful. So I think that Celtic, they will not go too far out the way of the usual plan that they do in the transfer market, but I think Brendan Rodgers will have a big say.
Thank you, George. We did say it doesn't have to be Euros chat. You can talk about your team's transfer strategy if you so wish, or anything else, but let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Celtic fans, you want to elaborate on what George said? Rangers fans, some interesting names doing the rounds for you today. And on the Euros front, we're still looking for the best, weirdest, most convoluted journeys to get there, because Ryan sent me a message and I think he's right. I think I've misrepresented Simon. I think I missed a step out. It was Kilmarnock, Lockerbie, Manchester, Dublin, Morocco.
Oh, sure, so it was, yeah.
And we missed out Dublin.
Oh, you can't miss out
Dublin. Can't miss it out. Incredible.
That's the only one I would have went with him.
01419511025. If you want to play Beat the Pundit right now, you have to call before 7 and you can take on Mark Wilson or Gordon DL after these.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are still here on 01419511025, and they're waiting for you to get in touch. What are you thinking? 3 days to go until the Euros. It descended into the world's worst travel show, quite frankly, in the first hour. We're just looking for the weirdest and most wonderful route to get to Germany. We've had some crackers already. I wonder if you're heading over, do get in touch. I want to know what the next few days looks like for you. If you're staying here and you've got thoughts on the game or the team or Scotland's chances, again, same number. And if you're sick already of that stuff before it's even started, you can talk to us about your team's transfer business or anything else on the club front. Give us a call right now and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. Usually you get the summer off Beat the Pundit, but the Euros means it goes nowhere. The humiliation continues.
Is this the final one?
Deep into the... No, we're going to play it in Germany, obviously.
Oh, we're not playing it in Germany.
Absolutely.
Live with people, of course.
I think we could do that. I think we could do it live with people in the... Wherever we are.
Face some of them that you actually spoke face to face.
I'm going to end up bottom my life.
Right, I've been really confused about this on the screen, because, you know, I said we were looking for weird routes to get to the Euros. I get like limited information on my screen about who's calling. So the name's Gordon, that I'm familiar with. There's a couple of us in here. It says, from West Lothian, lives in Sydney, but he's in Portugal. Is that right, Gordon? Have we got those details accurate?
Spot on.
Are you going to the Euros? Are you just like an international man of mystery?
No, I'm going to the Euros. I was over for a wedding in Ibiza, and when I'm over this part of the world, it just happened to coincide with the Euros. Heading up to Munich for the Scotland-Germany game, and then we're going to get up to Berlin for the Spain-Croatia game, and then back to Scotland to see the family.
Beautiful.
So you're in Portugal just now?
I'm in rural Portugal with a glass of red in my hand. So
yeah, we could hear that glass of red there as
rural Portugal.
Rural Portugal. That's like a farm.
Gordon lives in rural Lanarkshire as well, so that's, I'm sure it's
not got a glass of red.
We're literally on a farm, Mark.
What's that?
We're literally on a farm, a beautiful hotel. It's an old farm.
This guy sounds...
he's got a bit of cash behind him, this guy.
He's well-travelled, isn't he?
Gordon's got a bit of cash.
I like the sound of him, right? Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it will be the battle of the Gordons.
Please be Dazzler.
Okay, big guy.
This is a guy who spends his nights in an entirely different way from you do, Gordon. Yeah. I suspect it is as well. He's got his wish. It's
Tails. Oh, yeah, the battle of the Gordons. Yeah. Good luck, Gordon.
Gordons. What I will say as a warning to you both, or maybe a bit of mind games, I think these are really easy. So I think speed is of the essence here. I think it's going to be a high scoring.
I've not got speed.
Right,
I just took cramp.
Let's go. 30 seconds on the clock to Gordon on the line. We'll give Gordon DL something else to listen to, nice and loud, so that he can't hear us. Gordon in Portugal, I will make allowances for that slight delay that you've got on the line, but you've got 30 seconds. Just answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Got it.
Let's go. Your 30 seconds starts now. Name any team England will face in the group stages this year.
Serbia.
Scotland kick off at the Allianz, but which club side play their home games there?
Bayern Munich.
Lewis Morgan, Lauren Shankland, Kenny McLean and John McGinn all played for which team?
Hibs.
Who won Euro 2020?
Italy.
Tommy Conway plays for which club side?
Bristol City.
In which German city will the final be played?
Berlin.
Okay, let's bring him back. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Easy.
Gordon, your namesake was good.
Was it?
Very good.
I'll have a glass of red with him now.
Are you ready?
Go.
These are easy.
Same set of questions. They are easy. Your time starts now. Name any team England will face in the group stages.
Slovenia.
Scotland kick off at the Allianz, but which club side play their home games there? Lewis Morgan, Lawrence Shankland, Kenny McLean and John McGinn all played for which team?
Echemnan.
Who won Euro 2020?
Italy.
Tommy Conway plays for which club
Bristol.
Side?
City.
In which German city will the final be played?
Berlin.
Which team did Scotland play in their last game at Euro 2020?
Croatia.
What is the name of the Euro 2024 mascot?
Wee Tam.
Gordon on the line, what do you think?
He's done me by one. I got stuffed on that question.
Don't tell me I beat you.
That's a shocker.
Let's find out.
Oh, aye.
England will face Serbia, Denmark or Slovenia. One all.
Boom. Oh, did she get that as well?
Bayern Munich play at the Allianz, both got it. Lewis Morgan, Lauren Shankland, Kenny McLean and John McGinn all played for St Mirren. Gordon DL.
Oh, there's a wee one for you, didn't you know, Gordon, did you? Take a wee mouth for that red wine now. You're about to choke on it shortly. You're beat. See
how
it?
Do you know?
Eyes done.
Still work to be
get
done.
Get him up the road.
Euro 2020 was won by Italy. You both got it. Tommy Conway plays for Bristol City. You both got it. Berlin is the venue for the final. You both got it.
So I am still in fire.
You still lead by one. And that was the end of the line for Gordon. He didn't get any further.
Oh, I tell you.
So
what.
You even had time to get even
that.
More.
Get to him.
Croatia was who Scotland played. So for the first time in your life,
yeah,
you had 100%. You were on. And then you messed up the last one.
What was your last question?
The Euro 2024 mascot. I think I'll ask you this tomorrow when you'll forget.
I have no idea. Do you know?
Don't know.
Albert.
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 I couldn't even
Albatross.
I looked him up the other night for something. That's the type of rock and roll life I live. Aye. I looked him up and he's pretty weird looking. Let's find out exactly what he is. Will we just do it?
You still there, Gordon? Gordon, you still there? Are you in a big farm? Because just go and take a wee walk and shake your head and take a wee glass of wine, calm down.
I think you're getting quite patronising now. I think you've just
But I like the people that come on and go, I want to play with that.
Yeah,
and I've wiped him. Time for his bed. Jammies on.
Gordon, enjoy Germany. Hopefully we'll see you over there. Good man. There we go.
That was some victory.
I liked Gordon. You just
I don't like people that come on and try and say that they're going to beat me.
Albert is he's just a teddy bear apparently. Pretty weird looking teddy bear. But yeah, you having that, Mark? Albert. Meet Albert.
Who comes up with these? Who comes up with these mascots? And
someone at UEFA
bear?
Will be paid a fortune probably to launch
some
sort of.
That's the job we want. He come up with a mascot.
Yeah. Research
get
campaign.
What was your score there, Gordon?
Seven, I think you got.
Seven.
Get a seven.
5.
That's see, the start of a good trip.
The minute I got a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to be a secret.
I think that's why you're showing off, quite frankly.
Exactly. Right, anyway, kept it for the big stage.
He performs in front of a crowd.
0141 951 1025. That is the number that you need. So please do give us a call and let us know what is on your mind tonight. James is a bit closer. Oh no, in fact, there are multiple people on the line. This confuses me. Campbell, James, Callum, and Thomas. Who's the spokesman? Who are we speaking to?
It's myself, Campbell, unfortunately, tonight. How are you getting on? You all right?
Where are you, Campbell?
So we're currently in the middle of the ocean. We've just left Dover. We're on the ferry over to Cali.
We left
Paisley at 6 o'clock this morning. It's been a heck of a drive, to be fair, but we're absolutely buzzing heading to Munich.
So drove to Dover, ferry to Cali, then what?
And then we're starting off in Tournai in Belgium. And then that's tonight. I think we'll get there about 10 o'clock tonight. And then leave first thing tomorrow. Get to Munich, hopefully about maybe 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
I told you, this is the level of commitment. Suddenly Mark Wilson's
how many is there?
Four.
Funny enough, actually, the boy James, so it's James, Carlin and Thomas. So James was a caller back September and he beat Gordon DL.
No, he didn't.
We were the boys at Top Golf, and had Gordon DL called Thomas, who's also called Sam the D-boy. Aiden. Absolutely
raging, so he went. Oh, that's right. So these guys won a competition to go to Top Golf for you two. That rings a bell.
We remember you.
Tam the T-Boy is the driver,
apparently. Yeah. But I just leave you two in these four of their private jokes.
That was the nearest I've ever seen him nearly landing in the net, wasn't he? Honestly, Top Golf. His socks and shoes never come. Well, it was
a poor guy. He gave him an hour and a half.
So, Campbell, are you going to the game in Munich, or is it just over to soak up the atmosphere?
Aye, listen, to be fair, just getting the atmosphere. If we can get a ticket, ideal. But it's all about probably just going and enjoying it. Go to the fan park, I believe, outside the Allianz, if there's one. Just absolutely buzzing, to be honest with you, can't even.
I think there is one at the Olympic Stadium. I think we're there on Saturday, so after the game. So come and get reunited with your pals.
Come over.
That's Saturday afternoon. We're in that fan zone, I believe.
That'll be brilliant. Yeah.
Well, it should be quieter then, to be fair. But that's why we're letting you two loose in it on the Saturday afternoon. But that sums it up, doesn't it? The guys, no tickets to the game, going over planes and trains and cars and ferries and all the rest of it, just to try and
be
get
thousands,
a piece of it.
Gordon, like that. And look, I was too young to travel to Euro 96 and France 98. I didn't get the chance to travel. COVID, we were all locked down, of course, for Euro 2020-21. So this is the first real opportunity for fans to go and experience what it's like to be around a city or a full country. So for guys like Campbell, Carfields will be on that ferry travelling across. It's fantastic. And hopefully they get a ticket. But the price of the tickets, by the way, over there, we're hearing some stories that people are paying upwards at £400, £500, £600 for tickets. That's what it means for them.
That sums up how long it's been since we went to a good Euros, if you like, that 40-year-olds were too young to travel to the last one. So,
well, I was at the 96 one.
And your best part about it was the night after, was it?
Beautiful. Great. I don't remember the score. No, it was against Switzerland. It was a famous goal.
Alan McCoist.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Campbell, do you go with high hopes that Scotland do something, or is this just all about the party?
Obviously, my head's telling me it's probably going to be a bit of a trouncing against Germany, but to be honest, my heart's still saying we could maybe nick something, but that's probably the beer's talking, to be honest with you.
You don't sound like you've had that many beers, quite frankly. You sound all right, but
For how long did it take you to get to Dover? 8 hours? 9 hours?
I've left at 6 this morning. That's us just got here at 7 o'clock tonight, so I'll be welcome, to be honest,
13 hours. Still not left.
13 hours in a smart car.
That's incredible. Honestly, that is some effort.
Pam's feet through.
I'm seeing a bit of this. I'm seeing a wide range. Campbell saying, you know, maybe there is a trouncing against Germany. I feel like there's a bit of fear there, but then we had Simon on earlier who was, you know, full of optimism, full of hope.
I think there is always fear with Scotland when you play one of these big teams. There was fear when the Spanish came to Hampden. There was fear when we went away to Spain that was going to be the same. It didn't quite turn out that way for long periods in those games. We showed up well. And we can all hope the same. What we do need, Gordon, is we need our top guys like McTominay to start performing like he is. Like he does for his club team. We need McGinn to have the play like he's had the season he has. Robertson needs to be... So we need all those guys at their peak to stand any chance of getting anything and to keep that game as tight as possible for as long as possible.
Thanks to the guys. Enjoy your trip. Make sure you come and see us if you can on Saturday. We'll see you then.
Bye. Definitely, we've got a camper van. So if the Dazzler or Mark Wilson want to spend the night with us in a camper van Saturday night,
if it gives me a free night in my room and let him stay with you,
honestly, there is no way you two are lasting 12 nights without falling out.
No, thanks so.
Ah,
no, I don't know.
I think you'd
that.
Be
I'm
unbearable.
Sure. I'm a great roommate.
You wake up at like
five
in the morning.
Yeah, I like to
be six over there, I suppose.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if I'm up, everybody's up. He ain't sleeping.
And that sounds awful.
No,
I'm okay with that because I'm an early riser myself. But I'm early to bed, by the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
are you early to bed?
Yeah.
I would get on like a house on fire.
Lights out at 10.
Thanks so much. 10 o'clock news.
Pathetic. Lights out. Absolutely pathetic. Anyway, 01419511025. Let's hear a bit more from Scott McKenna. I think this is a sort of tribute to guys like Campbell and James and everyone heading over there from Paisley. The Nottingham Forest defender Scott McKenna says he wants to put on a show for the travelling Tartan Army, and also is hoping that the continuity in Steve Clark's squad can help.
The Tartan Army will definitely be very excited. They're travelling in their numbers, and we'll look to try and put on a performance that they can be proud of and one that they can hopefully celebrate as well. The last Euros, they weren't able to get as many people in the stadium as we would have liked, so it's a great opportunity for them to come and experience a tournament on foreign soil for the first time in a long time. It's been a pretty settled squad over the last 4 or 5 years, and the number of caps I've certainly racked up, and I think that'll help us going into the tournament. Obviously, the ambition is to try and get out of the group, but the only way we can do that is taking it at one game at a time.
You need loads of things to probably fall in your favour, Mark, in a game the size of Germany and the level of opposition. But that last point about the number of caps, that was something that stood out like a sore thumb in the last Euros. Every player, you look through Scotland's starting 11, they hardly had any caps between them. We know they hadn't been to a major tournament. They hardly even had any caps though. But fast forward 3 years, it's another successful, easy for me to say, Nations League campaign with a playoff that didn't quite go the way, a full qualification campaign for this. Not only do they have tournament experience, they're all now knocking around that 30, 40, 50 and upwards caps, and you just hope that can help.
Well, it's got to help, you know. Experience in international football is everything, but you've got to give great credit to Steve Clark, because when he comes in, he's got to reform the team, he's got to move on, and it took a bit of stick the right word, it took a bit of criticism maybe, for being too loyal. People always say he was too loyal, but I think you've pointed out on several occasions as the years went on that he does change things and he does introduce new players. And you only have to look at the last tournament where he was fearless in selecting Billy Gilmore, you know, a young kid who had no previous international experience, to go into the most hostile environment against a world class team and be picked ahead of some of the guys that had been there and done that before. So he's not afraid to do that. But
tried
guys,
to pick Ben Doak this time, of
tried
course.
Tried to pick Ben Doak. And I really believe that we would have saw something of Ben Doak in the tournament somewhere had he been fit. So, you know, Steve Clark has to take credit building this squad from scratch up to a fairly experienced team.
Gordon, speaking of experience, obviously, Andy Robertson, we're now at record-breaking numbers of appearances as a Scotland captain as of Friday night. He ended training early yesterday, which had everyone worried, him along with Lauren Shankland, both back in about it today. So hopefully nothing worth worrying about.
Yeah, I think a few panic buttons were getting pressed. Obviously massive players for us, but great to see them back on the training ground today, just doing light training. I think Steve Clark's just managing the players through now to Friday night. Everything will be low key, there'll be a lot of videos. I'm not as worried about Friday night as most people. I think that the one thing Steve Clark is, he's very good at organising, and I think he'll go back to that trusted back three. I know he tried a back four in one of the games there, but I think he'll go back to a back three and the two wing backs. And the big question for me as we're talking tonight is the back three, who was going to play, because he's got good options. I think he's got a big, big dilemma in the middle of the park, because he's got five players there that he's going to pick four of. You know, you've got Gilmore, McGregor, McTominay, McGinn.
And Christie.
And some
so one
people,
of them misses out.
Yeah, and you just wonder who that one's going to be, because I think a lot of people look at Christie, right? But I think Christie brings so much energy to our game, and especially if we're under pressure trying to go forward with that sort of a pace and the running power, I think that will be a big dilemma for him.
I'm thinking you're spot on with that, but it's a good headache to have. You know, with all the injury problems that he's been dealt with, Steve Clark, it's one that he would probably welcome. It's the kind of roundabout who plays at the top end of the pitch. For a while, it looked like it was going to be a stick on Shankland, but maybe the legs of Adams will come in. And right wing back is right wing back, just as simple. is the Anthony Ralston.
I feel like Friday night gave you clues in most areas. Yeah. Scott McTominay didn't play because he wasn't ready, so he'll come back in for someone. And maybe it's not quite as straightforward as Lauren Shankland keeps his place. Maybe Shea Adams has a case. But other than that, you won't be far off, will you, from Friday? That was the point of Friday,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. You wouldn't think so. But it depends what you're up against and the challenges that the Germans are going to throw at you. If one or two might be a bit different. So, for instance, Shankland, does Adams give you more in terms of pressing or in terms of legs? Probably. But if a chance falls, who would you rather it fall to? Shankland for me.
Okay, keep the calls coming. 01419511025. Excitement building in the studio because Gordon Dell and Mark Wilson are getting ready to head off tomorrow, as we've been banging on about for the last few weeks. Clyde One Super Scoreboard is going to be live in Germany thanks to UK Debt Expert. I need to get this bit right because the guests from UK Debt Expert are in the studio.
They're looking at you.
They'll be hanging on my every word. UK Debt Expert has helped 250,000 people deal with debt. That's about five times the capacity of Hampden. Around 45,000 of those are right here in Scotland. So if you're struggling with debt you can't control, talk to UK Debt Expert. There is a solution for you, and you can check them out at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. How was that? That all right? Good. More of your calls next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it, watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dell are here. 0141 951 1025. And it's Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB. Since we're talking social media, I've actually just shared it on my Instagram story. The guys who called from the ferry, they've actually like videoed themselves making the call, and writing off they are indeed in the middle of the water somewhere,
English Channel,
and thinking to go and call us. Well,
brilliant!
So it was good effort from them. I've stuck that on Instagram, and a nice wee charity mention as well over there. If you want to get involved in that, some, I know a lot of people doing good things. A couple of guys over there cycling over to the Euros. That could have been used to be your bike.
I would fancy that.
Remember that?
Yeah, quite.
Probably a bit late now.
Oh, a bit late now, yeah.
You could have set off last week. How long did that take them?
So it's the guys from Claire Shannon Legacy Fund. They're 2 days out from the Allianz, trying to raise as much as they can for Glasgow Children's Hospital in memory of Claire Shannon. Two boys from Beath with zero cycling experience until this. 11 days from Ayrshire to Munich.
Hopefully they've got decent bikes and they've not just thought, we'll take this mountain bike.
Let me just say that they'll be wanting to stand at the game. They won't want to
sore backside.
Oh my,
I can imagine.
Goodness.
Right, we're going to speak to more callers in just a second. Let me give you this question first.
The full time teaser with Universal Interiors East Kilbride. Everything's made to measure, so it's never offside.
Okay, I like this. Thanks to Alex for sending this in to fulltime@clyde1.com. He says only 7 players have made more than 22 appearances for Scotland in Euros matches, so qualifiers plus finals. Who are they? I'm surprised at those numbers and some of those names.
Colin Henry.
Only 7 players have made over 22 appearances for Scotland in Euro matches, qualifiers and finals. Who are they?
Colin Henry.
No.
Okay.
Billy Dodds.
Strange second choice. No offence to Billy Dodds, just a strange second.
Kevin Gallagher.
No.
Well, here's one for you. Tom Boyd.
Yes, 24. By the way, it's 22 and over, not over 22. Oh,
right.
So,
right, okay.
Andy Robertson.
Yeah, he's on 22 now.
John McGinnon now?
No, not quite. Not on 22 or over.
Must be close, sir.
Must be.
He doesn't miss many games.
Okay, I'll leave it there because that's two of the seven.
Christian Daly.
No, again, I'm surprised at some of these numbers, I have to say. Let's bring in Josh, who's a Scotland fan. How are you, Josh?
How we doing, Gordon? Gordon and Mark, absolutely buzzing. It's like Christmas Eve here. I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep at all. I'm getting picked up in about 7 hours, probably. Getting picked up and over to Glasgow Airport, and that's us shipping out. But I don't think I'll be able to sleep. The night.
Straightforward route or a bit convoluted?
Actually, no, not too bad. Amsterdam, Frankfurt, and then a train to Frankfurt to Munich. So actually, all things considered, listen to the guys there on the ferry and the boys cycling for Ayrshire. I think we've won a watch, pretty much. But just really can't wait. Honestly, I'm so buzzing. It's not even right.
So buzzing, it's not even right.
Josh, you're not going to bed tonight. There's no point. 7 hours no. getting picked up. No point.
I think you're probably right, Mark. I might just nip to the shop and start the trip early. But the football, it's obviously I'm can't wait for Friday. Friday's going to be absolute. I mean, this is really just the stuff. I mean, the stuff dreams are made of, you know, opening the tournament against Germany in Munich. You know, so many, is it 30,000 fans were getting to the stadium? I don't know how many it is. But, you know, to be there and open the tournament, it's just going to be absolutely amazing. Been thinking about the team all week. Been thinking about the team for months, but been thinking about the team all week in terms of who should start and all that. I don't think Hanley's done himself a great amount of favours after that Finland game. And if it were me picking the team, then I would probably go with Portis at right centre back, and I would probably go with Hendry in the middle. I wanted to know what Gordon and Mark think of the defensive situation. If they think Clark will start and Hanley, or if they think he'll make changes, or
I've went for I think he go Portis and Hanley and leave it Hendry. I'm struggling to put forward why I think that. It's just a hunch, but I can quite easily see Hendry playing the right side there. I think he'll favour Hanley in the middle. I know Hanley looked a bit rusty and he's not played a lot of football, but he is a favourite. He does bring that physical presence in the middle, and I think if you've got decent pace round about him...
I mean, he's quick as well.
He is quick. But I think in terms of maybe turning, and he's not quite at his
peak.
Like
once he gets going.
Yeah, so I think if you've got pace either side of him, I think you get away with it. And Tierney will play the left, obviously. Yeah. But it's that right side, I think it's a toss-up going for me.
I mean, Gordon, maybe I'm giving too much emphasis to Friday, right? But Friday was clearly an attempt to get very close to the strongest starting 11. I think where you can obviously make allowances, if there's somebody who has to come back in, i.e. Scott McTominay, then he will. Maybe, just maybe, Shea Adams falls into that category as well. Would Ryan Porteous, who I think has been excellent for Scotland, fall into that, oh well, he must come back in?
No.
Or maybe I'm giving far too much attention to Friday anyway, and it's not that relevant.
I don't think he'll be too far away from it. Obviously, Steve Clark would go back to that back three. He wanted guys to get game time. He'll not be too far away for his strongest side. I think Hendry, Hanley and Tierney will be the back three, Gordon. I think he'll just likes that. I think he'll go for it. And nothing against Portis. I think every time, especially in the big games for me, I think Portis has been excellent. You know, you look at him sometimes and you think, early on in his Scotland career, I thought, he's not at that level. And the lad was absolutely different class. He was brilliant. But I just feel that Steve Clark, the way he goes about his business, that will be his back three.
I mean, the Spain game at home was Porteous, Hanley, Tierney. Don't think Jack Hendry made the bench that night, though. So something telling me he wasn't available. But it's been they've all done things right in the last campaign, haven't they, Josh?
I mean, it's no slight on Grant Hanley, to be fair. I think he's probably just a bit. I mean, a lot of the boys are coming back for injuries, and a lot of them are lacking a bit of fitness and sharpness. So it's no slight on Grant Hanley. I think Grant Hanley is a good player. At times I feel Grant Hanley, over his entire Scotland career, has lacked a wee bit of focus at times, and I think he can be caught. You know, I mean, we've certainly seen it on Friday. I think he can be caught overthinking during games. And I haven't, I mean, my preference would be for Hendry because I haven't seen that in him. However, I mean, that's why I'm sitting in my house right now and Steve Clark's coaching the team out in whatever it's called, Gerson, whatever. I don't think Friday, if we can get any sort of a result on Friday, obviously it's brilliant, but I don't think whether we reach the knockouts or not is going to be defined by Friday. I think really the Hungary game And certainly the Switzerland game are going to define whether or not we do reach the knockouts. And I think we've got to go into those two games with the same attitude that we had in the qualification campaign, where we have teams who we probably on paper we say we're on a par with them. We need to go in with that attitude. We're on a par with them, or we're better than them. And I think we'll not go wrong with that. I'm fairly confident that come. Well, it'll be 2 weeks' time, won't it? Come 2 weeks' time, I'll be trying to figure out how I'm going to stay in Germany for another few days and how I'm going to break into my work.
we can help. We can just announce it on air. It's interesting because Josh, I think, makes a fair point in that, you know, maybe Friday doesn't define you, you know, in terms of your chances of qualification. But you would then not want that to be a particularly bad opening. Because that might define you, if that makes sense.
I don't think
you, like you can afford to lose the opening game, obviously.
Yeah.
But maybe the manner of it.
It's the manner of how you lose it, Gordon. You could suck the confidence right out of the squad if you go there and you get a battering. I don't think that will happen. I think we're getting a little bit too much with Germany and the fact that they're the hosts and, look, they have got a talented team. But I think Steve Clarke, the one thing he can do, especially in competition football, and it showed against England. England were big favourites to win it in their home patch, and Scotland were brilliantly organised, made it very difficult, played well that night. I think it could be the same performance. I think Steve Clarke will have them well organised. He'll have a good shape about them. Everyone will know their jobs. Look, they'll have to be right on their game because they're playing against a quality side. But I'm not in this fear of, well, even if we lose 3-0, we've still got the next two games and we can still qualify. I think the opening game for Scotland is as important as anything, because it can give, even if there's a way to lose, if you lose 1-0 or 2-1 and you've had a good performance, you're coming off, you can build on that. Whereas if you go and take a real drubbing, all of a sudden, the confidence is very, very low going into the next game.
Thank you to Josh. Enjoy your trip. What about Matthew in Hamilton? How's it going, Matthew?
Hi. How you doing, lad? Good to hear from you.
And you?
Absolutely buzzing for the morning. I'm heading down to flying to Glasgow, to Birmingham, then Birmingham over to Munich. So, absolutely buzzing for it. I'm travelling over myself, actually, and meeting my brother the next day and all his pals. One of my best pals going over as well on the Thursday. So
tickets to the game or party time instead?
A bit of both, to be honest with you. Like, regardless of the result on Friday, obviously I think we'll have a good party, a good drink and stuff like that. But nervous for the game, definitely. I think we can do something, maybe surprise the host, but wait and see. You know, Rudiger and that boy for Dortmund were having a bit of a fight, so hopefully that carries on into the game.
See, they're fighting amongst themselves at training. Hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah, they were all pals this morning.
We'll cling on to whatever we can. It just feels like, Gordon, it feels like we're not. And it's difficult because, look, some people can put friendlies in a box and say that they're friendlies and they don't matter, or that, you know, they don't carry the same lessons. But it just feels like the team is leaking more goals than it used to. Now, I know there are loads of reasons for that, and the team was changed by that point the other night, and Craig Gordon came on, and one was a penalty and all the rest of it. But, you know, even two against Finland, come back to the end of the campaign, three at home to Norway and a couple in Georgia. But again, Tierney and Robertson didn't play those games, so you can always find a caveat. But I just wonder if we're as capable of keeping the back door closed as we looked like we were at the start of the campaign.
Look, if we're not solid over in Germany, then we're going to find ourselves in real trouble, Gordon. Of that, there's no doubt. You're right, there have been a lot of goals leaked recently, but personnel's changed, everything like that. Competition football, especially going to the Euros, I think brings out something else in players. I really do. I think the concentration, the levels, everything about it, they know how important it is. Look, there's hundreds of thousands of people making their way over there. They know that everyone back in Scotland is watching them. I just think there's a different feel to it. I'm not saying that it's not going to be difficult, because I think we all know it is. But I just think the lads can rise to this, and I don't think we're going to take a drubbing in the first game.
Makes me a bit more optimistic here on Stephen O'Donnell's take on you know, how Steve Clark works behind the scenes as well, defensively. You know, we were chatting the other night that in your attacking areas is a wee bit more freedom, but he's fairly heavy in his workload and, you know, fairly precise where he wants his defensive unit to occupy. And I think we'll get it much better than we have in recent months. I think you're right when you highlight some of the chopping and changing, and Tierney being injured was a huge factor. And the goalkeepers in and out. I think once we get our settled starting goalkeeper in the back three and the other two wing backs, I think we'll be like a strong unit.
Thank you very much to Matthew. Looking forward to his trip, as I'm sure many of you are. Alex has sent a question in, so you blame Alex if you don't like the question or you think it's wrong. You don't blame me. Seven players have made 22 or more appearances for Scotland in Euro matches, so that's qualifier and finals. Who are they? You've got Boyd and Robertson so far.
Craig Burnley?
Nope.
McAllister? Gary McAllister?
Nope.
McCoist?
Nope.
Colin Calderwood?
No.
Paul McStay?
Nope.
Maurice Malpass?
Some of these guys didn't even play in a Euros, but it just shows you how many qualifiers they must have racked up. No, but
Darren Fletcher.
Yeah, Darren Fletcher. Nah. We'll get the rest of the answers next. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diel are here. 0141 951 1025. Keep the calls coming in. All your thoughts ahead of the Euros, travel plans if you so wish. We're looking for people taking some strange routes to get there, and just trying to get a real feel of the build up to the tournament. If you want to just talk pure football, like the way the team will play and how it will set up and the chances they have of doing something, get the calls in there. And if you want to switch focus to domestic football, please do that as well. More than willing to talk transfers. I suppose the tenuous link right now, Mark Wilson, would be a game that's about to kick off on the screen. Portugal against Republic of Ireland, where Liam Scales, I think, is playing. And maybe slightly more interestingly, with no offence to Liam Scales, is Adam Ida. You go and score against Portugal and co. And boost your price tag even further. Does that make Celtic want him more, or does it put them out, put him out of the price bracket? You know, these things, I suppose, would still be on the minds of fans whilst international football is on.
Yeah, because it's an important position I think Celtic need to address, need to fill, and I think that Celtic will want to sign him. But you're right in saying that if he goes and performs here on the international stage, how does that sit with the new Norwich manager, and does it, you know, make him want to keep him more, or just bump that price up? So, you know, good that Scales and Ida are being recognised internationally, and good that they're playing against top class oppositions where every player wants to be. But the play to perform well, it puts Celtic in a position. And it's similar for all the players that are in the Euros. That's why I'll be surprised if there's any immediate signings. I think a lot of teams will wait till the Euros play out and see how some of the players are doing in that competition before they make their move.
I suppose it depends, Gordon, because what market you're in. You know, I mentioned Martin Dubravka as a link to Celtic earlier, but for Rangers, Yusuf Cabadai, a young Bayern winger, was loan at Schalke last season. Damien Garcia, an under 20 Uruguayan defensive midfielder. And more importantly, Albion Romani has been linked with Rangers for a while anyway, and has just followed a popular West End cafe on Instagram.
Shane Shield. And that's it,
it's done.
Yeah.
I've been to this cafe and it's nice. Having said that, for it to be like the only thing he's followed, I think, I don't know. I think he just clicked on it by accident.
Where is it? Because you're making me hungry now.
Pulp.
I've never been.
Yeah,
it's the only one in Glasgow you've never been.
I do like McCaffey's.
I don't know. Would you just follow a random kid? But maybe he's just been. Maybe he's been over for secret signing talks, and then he's been and he's followed it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe this is the way transfer business works in 2024? Because why else would...
Exactly. It's all about the social media. You seen this guy earlier on. It's all about the social media now. How you
how you portray yourself.
Aye. You're a man that likes burns off either arm, like we've seen an ego and an owl. And you know, and like your mantras about gym and...
Oh, get that. Who is,
I mean, maybe
there he is. For all those watching the live stream, what a treat. Just that you're done.
Yeah, by the way, I've seen the way these boys on the live stream,
in the live chat, go about their business. They will be
reminds me. I've got a chicken in there.
No. By the way,
they'll be tearing me a new one.
Have you seen? Tell me you've seen the real Twitter sensation from this week involving you.
What?
You must have seen it.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, you say that, but I know you've got secret ways that you check up on what's going on Twitter. The, you know, a real theme of this show is just people always come in with various lookalikes for you.
I've
seen right? Loads of people sent me this.
You know, like my favourite is Lou Carpenter. I thought was brilliant. I find that really tough to beat. But basically, you've got about 100 different lookalikes, but this one is sensational. Have you genuinely not? You don't know where this is going?
No.
Scott RFC tweeted this the other night.
Is
it's
me?
Got this tweet has been viewed 140,000 times.
It's got to be a belter, then.
That's good.
It's got nearly 2,000 likes, and it's been viewed 140,000 times.
A movie star?
No, it's a toy.
No, it's a toy.
Oh,
right. So he says,
"Action Man."
Why does this Buzz Lightyear figure look like Gordon DL? But for he's right, for some reason, this Buzz Lightyear has got white hair slicked back, white eyebrows, a slightly above average size nose. It's really not, but it is the spitting image of you. I retweeted it.
How sad is that person holding that in the live stream? What's his name?
Scott RFC, apparently.
Get a life. Oh, that looks nothing like me.
No, it does look like
listen,
you.
I've not got that shoot.
We've put that up in the live stream, and you're looking at the monitor, and it's a bit far away. But seriously, I'll show you it in a bigger picture on my phone. Look at that. It's so like you.
Are you laughing at?
No, seriously, it the only difference.
Better not close your eyes tomorrow night.
Is you've got darker eyebrows than him. That's the only difference.
No, that looks nothing like
it does.
Me.
Right, we'll get my Buzz Lightyear suit in Germany, and we'll put up the two pictures. See how that.
You're sharing a room with that as well.
I know. I'll go Woody. You go Buzz.
Oh my goodness!
No helmet jokes, please. 01495110025. Let's keep moving on before we get ourselves in trouble. That game that's on. If you're, I mean, this sums up the summer when we're talking you through pre. Tournament friendlies that don't even involve Scotland, but a bit of interest. Adam Eda and Liam Scales playing against Portugal tonight. Cristiano Ronaldo leading the line, aged 54 or whatever he is now. Liam Scales trying to keep him in check.
Well, you never know who our competition might be, Gordon. Imagine we progress and we'll
get
back
Portugal
and say,
in the
by
final.
By the way, we've seen Portugal and how Ireland set up against them and it worked. So, you know, you've got to keep your eye on everything.
I think we've just got to concentrate in the first three.
We'll be alright. You know, the good thing that the game against the Swiss, I think, falls at a good. That's the middle game, eh?
Do you know what I thought was interesting hearing that. From
good guess.
Hearing thanks. From John Carver last week when he said that the question was, what have the management team learned from having been to a tournament before? And he said he felt they'd learned to take it more as a three. You know, take them all, rather than, you know, that cliche, it's one game at a time. Think of it as the three a bit more. So I wonder what that will mean. So as an example, right, say there is somebody who you think is in your strongest starting 11, but he's got a very, very slight injury worry. Do you look at game two and think, well, actually, that's the one we're going to really, really, really try and win, and that's a more winnable game. So even if it damages our chances in the opening game, that guy gets wrapped in cotton wool for game two. You see what I mean? Rather than thinking everything's about Germany.
I think you've got to do that. I think you've got to look at the full structure now. I think it's different. You're right. I think the cliche of one game at a time, especially in competition football in the group stages, I think you've got to look at the next two games. And you're right. If I was sitting there and I had a top player that just had that niggle, I would not risk him in that first game, and I would keep him for the other two games that I think a lot of Scotland fans look at and think they're winnable at least. But I'll be interesting to see how Steve Clarke plans out. Of course, they'll have learned as a management team as well, Gordon. It's all about experience.
Do you not think his hand's been forced a wee bit, though? You know, if you had Dykes, Adams and Shanklin, for instance, then you've maybe got a bit more of a choice.
Thinking maybe more midfield, you know, and the horses for courses.
McTominay.
Because if you two are saying earlier that you think the choice is, and I'm not talking injury anymore, if you think the choice of who's getting left out is between Christie and Gilmore, mm-hmm. they're really, really different. But if you're saying McTominay will play, McGinn will play, McGregor will play, it's one of the others. They're really different. But I wonder then which one you think suits Germany more, or maybe there's one that suits someone else more. We'll leave that there, a good hypothetical for you. Don't forget, we're heading off tomorrow as lots of yar. So we've teamed up with Glasgow Airport to give the Tartan Army a send off. If you're out there tomorrow, make sure you check in at our Tartan Army meeting zone, or their Tartan Army meeting zone. We'll be at the Spinning Jenny just before security. Some Clyde One representation there, playing anthems, giving away prizes and Euros. And of course, we're flying out round about tomorrow lunchtime, so hopefully we see as many of you as possible. Very quickly, 7 players with 22 or more appearances for Scotland at Euros, qualifiers or major events: Darren Fletcher, Tom Boyd, Andy Robertson,
Barry Ferguson,
Gordon Jury.
Ferguson, yes. Jury, no.
David Weir.
Yep, well done.
Kenny Miller.
No. One in the current squad. He'll go. He'll play.
Callum McGregor.
Yep. And there's always a
goalie. Andy Gorham.
Jim Layton. There we go. Keep us right.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with you as always tomorrow night from 6. The three of us will be en route to Munich tomorrow, and we will speak to you on Thursday. We cannot wait. Hopefully meet as many of you as possible over there and have a good time, and hopefully Scotland do the business as well. Join the guys tomorrow at 6 though, and enjoy the rest of your night.